Most definitely, the Olympic Update is the one place where you can get the fresh audio from Tokyo. We are going to get to the Tatiana Schoonmaker interview that everyone wants to hear, but I just wanted to talk about how these games will be remembered. Of course, they were the very first postponed games in terms of the Olympics because of the global pandemic, but one thing that we are starting to see is that female athletes are gradually rejecting outdated uniform regulations, which have a history of prioritizing feminine aesthetics over comfort. Now, we saw the Norwegian women's handball team that were fined for wearing shorts instead of bikini bottoms, even though it was at the European Beach Handball Championships. A move like this would, of course, influence what happens during the Olympics. Each of those players were actually fined, if you convert the amount, 26,500 rand per player. But fortunately, while Pink the singer said she was willing to pay for those fines. And also, as fans, we're so used to seeing gymnasts wearing bold, colorful outfits which are covered in sparkly gems, but Team Germany at the Olympics completely covered their arms and legs with full body unitards. The team was saying that the outfits are a protest against the sexualization of the sport. They wore, it was a stark departure actually from the sport's standard bikini cut leotards, and they were much more similar to the body covering outfits which are worn by male gymnasts. And finally, of course,